Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Yep. We're going to see Shadur get out there
and Bubba
go do his stuff in Vegas. How about the fact the Browns are making a quick trip to Vegas, too? They're leaving on Saturday, coming back. It's not a Friday trip. It's a Saturday.
It's a very wise move.
I think so, too. I think that's a
very wise move.
It's prudent. It's prudent to do that, especially because, you know, there's a couple things to do. And Vegas is such a slow, boring town. There really is nothing going on there.
Haven't been there in a long time.
It's been a while. My wife and I went there. Oh, man, when the kids were young, it's been a while. But let's jump back into this other topic that we were talking about. And it was like, if Shadur's going to make his first start, like, kind of what would you expect? But the other question, I think, before you even get to that is, Bailey Zappe has experience. He's started games before. Shadur hasn't. Can you make an argument that sitting at Kevin's desk to say, hey, Bailey Zappe should start? I don't see any reason to start Bailey Zappe. You have 2 wins. That's really the bottom line on what's going on here. And I really want to see what Sanders can do with a week of practice with the first team, if you know, as long as they're able to do that. And then just to watch him go out there and play in Vegas, which is, you know, should be a good opportunity if he can get something rolling. You know, maybe we can start feeling a little bit better about this offense as we get towards the end of the season, right? And you start feeling a little bit better about next year. And then you ask yourself, wow, maybe they don't need to draft a quarterback. I don't know if we're going to hit that point. The numbers.
Can you imagine that at this point?
Yeah,
you can.
I actually can if something clicks for him. It's got. Or for Dylan. Yeah, Jeff, I kind of just don't see it for Dylan. I see Dylan being a backup, and I don't think that's fair because we haven't really seen him for a ton of games. I can't sink my teeth into the thought of him being a starting quarterback.
Long term.
I could see him coming in and doing something great for somebody for a little while.
I agree.
I just don't buy it.
I agree.
Jeff, I'm normally not negative. I like to give guys and I'm not being negative about him. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
I'll add 2 words. Not yet. Will it happen? I don't know. What I've seen from Dylan so far looks like he's competent and can run an NFL offense. And I thought he made some really nice throws the other game. You know, I thought he made a couple of really nice passes. But if I'm looking at one or the other and thinking this guy has a better chance to become a starting quarterback in the NFL who answers that question that this franchise has been looking to have answered for a long time, I would say it's Shadur.
Yeah, it was the excitement, you know.
But I don't know that either one actually answers the question.
I want to be able to see Shadur have the opportunity to kind of have some confidence thinking that it's his job when he walks out there. Like, he's confident in himself already. I get that. But the next part of it is the physical part of it. Like, watching you execute it during a game and seeing if he can do that. And I think that's, you know, what do we have to lose here? That's the point. They have 2 wins. What's the point?
I don't think it would make a whole lot of sense to play Bailey Zappe. So I think the way they have the quarterback stacked is correct. Even though I think Bailey would probably give them a better chance to win than either one of the rookie quarterbacks. But you drafted the rookie quarterbacks because you want to see if maybe one of those guys answers the question.
Knowing that the odds against a third or fifth round draft pick are stacked against them.
They're stacked against them, yeah.
216-474-0092, Calvin's in Dallas. Hi, Calvin, how are you?
Dallas.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Calvin.
Calvin Hill? I would take
Calvin from Dallas. Calvin from Dallas.
Close enough.
No, man, I just, real quick, bro, I just wanted to talk, you know, I'm from Dallas, so, you know, I'm one of those Shador fans who have gravitated towards the Cleveland media and stuff like that, so.
Welcome
I've
aboard.
I've been listening to you guys. Yes, sir. I enjoy the content for sure. Every day I'm listening.
Thank you.
And so what I wanted to talk about, bro, like just listening to y'all right now as I was waiting, like part of the conversation is from the Shador fans, like we've been saying all year since he got there, like about the reps, right? We talked about the training camp stats and all that. So nothing matters except the Rams game, right? The Panthers game didn't matter. And then so it's like, okay, well, Dylan's the backup to Flacco, and he's getting some sick starter reps.
Right.
Okay, wait till Shador gets into the backup position, if he ever gets. And then he gets there, and then it's no reps. So as a – because I see this confusion, like, what are the Shador fans? Shador fans, Shador – bro, I'm a truck driver, right? Mm-hmm. I have two brothers that played in the league. I'm a regular person, bro, like most of us are. We're just looking at the situation the entire time, like, where's the fairness, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hey, where's the uniformness of the situation that hasn't been any. So then you start to question what's going on. Are the conspiracy theories about Kevin Stefanski not liking him true? Does he not like Dion? What happened? That's natural thoughts that come to your head when you're looking at this situation. And then he gets into the game and he looks unprepared. And then if you really go watch the All-22, he did start to get comfortable in that last drive. Mm-hmm. So there is hope. But my last point that I wanted to make, listening to you guys, we're talking about Bailey Zappe, right?
Yeah.
The man hasn't got – let him get through this week. Let's get to Sunday and see how he looks against the Raiders before we talk about Bailey Zappe, bro.
Okay,
that's
so –
that's like me saying – let me finish.
I did.
That's like me saying, Kelvin, do we think Kelvin could come on and be the third guy on our radio show?
This I do right now, no, yes.
You're on a roll, Calvin. I'd send a resume.
He has no – appreciate it. I might do that. He has no experience on the radio. But if he goes and gets some training, if he gets some practice, if he sits in and listens on the weekends and jumps in on the nighttime weekend show, maybe, just maybe, in a few months, bro, he could come on the show and add some value to the show with practice.
Hey, Calvin, let me throw one thing at you, though.
Let's let it be fair.
Here's one difference. And whether we want to agree with it or not, the difference is this. Dylan was getting some number one reps because he's playing behind a guy who had been in the league for 18 years. And Joe Flacco didn't need the reps. And Dylan was the starting quarterback once Joe was sent out. And he's still a rookie third-round pick who's trying to find it. And so they're doing that. I don't know if you guys saw a bunch of former quarterbacks came out on social media and said, hey, what everybody's saying about the reps in Cleveland, that's exactly the way it goes. The backups
Calvin,
don't get
that.
Reps.
Hey,
however, hang on.
Yeah.
And the guys who did it, Luke McCown, Brian Hoyer, among
trash,
others.
Trash.
Well, but they made a lot of Orlovsky money, Calvin.
Trash.
So
Hoyer wasn't total trash while he was here.
Can't be trash if you go to the bank every day and smile. But Rex
like
Ryan,
Shador, like Shador, but keep going.
Rex Ryan, coach of the Jets back in the day, came out and blasted the Browns for not giving him first round or first team rep. So whatever you want, whatever your perspective is, he's going to get the chance now, it looks like. So let's wish him luck. Let's hope it comes through.
Calvin, I got your back on this. If you go ahead, I'll get you respond, and then I'm gonna.
No, I know, bro. I love you. I love you. I listen every day. I love
listen.
You,
let me just, Calvin. Let me tell you this. This is where the whole thing is messed up. And we do appreciate the phone call. You call back anytime, man. We appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Calvin.
Here's where it's messed up. Every team in the NFL has a veteran there that's sitting as a backup or as a starter. We're the only team in the NFL with two rookies
now.
Well, and
it's been done before.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I mean, I'm looking at the league now, and everyone that's coming out and saying, "Well, this is the way it is. This is the way it is that rookies or second teamers don't get any reps with the first team." All right, I understand that, and I would be comfortable if we didn't have two rookies. When they made the decision to make him the backup quarterback as a rookie, they put themselves in an awful position to be the only team in the league to have a guy backing up that had zero snaps going into this thing. That's the problem. You got two guys, first start, they had zero snaps, whether it was Gabriel or it was Sanders. And when they made him the number two active quarterback on game day, they did not set him up for success by not working with the first team offense. I'm sorry. We can sit here and talk about how the fact that Gabriel needed reps because he's a rookie, I get it, but you knew you were one play away. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call. And I kind of just want to take a stand on it because I believe that if you've got a guy with experience there, it's okay to have whoever, if you got a rookie, get him the reps, get them all, because the guy you're going to bring in has been out there before. And so I think this is a unique situation that should have been treated differently. That's how just. Lay it all out there for you.
Okay.
And just sitting here saying, well, that's the way they do it in the league. That's how they do it. Okay. It's not right. It was wrong. Well, they should have given him the opportunity to have a couple.
It's wrong in your opinion. It might have been wrong. The fact that quarterbacks have stepped up and said something makes me think one thing, and the fact that a coach steps up and says another makes me think that. But bottom line is this.
None of those guys have been in this unique situation. Okay. That's why I keep saying.
All right. Well, bottom line is he's probably going to start this week and get all the number one reps. So I can't wait to see what he does.
I agree.
Let's go.
I'm with you.
And I hope Max Crosby doesn't decapitate him. Just like I hope Myles Garrett doesn't decapitate Geno Smith, just sacks him about six times.
216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot joins us at the top of the hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.